mobile.
Hello, KB4CBA, W4DJW, not mobile.
So Dave, so what you up to tonight?
I was just reading some articles on COVID-19. What you been up to?
Playing tennis and I'm on my way home. Sorry, I'm hesitating there because I just went by an accident there. On Edwards Road. I'm trying to look at my just south of east north. If anybody's going that way. Anyway, so I'm on my way home.
Just south of east north, that means you went kind of close to our old workplace.
Road in east north, so I think it becomes, that may become Edwards Road when you cross over. But anyway, I'm not far from the old Hess Station site.
Is that still a gas station? I haven't been over there in I don't know how long.
It's Star Buckets.
So where we used to work turned into a Starbucks. How about that?
I tell you, people just tickle me to death. When you drive a car that's got some horsepower, everybody wants to race you. I just laugh at them. These little stinky four bangers and putting out 89 horsepower and they think they can race you. I just let them go. So I save my clutch and my gas.
Well, that's definitely the right thing to do. First of all, it won't get away from you. And secondly, you'll keep your insurance down and you won't get tickets. Of course, it's easy to say that after you've been through that age group and you're into the age group that has seen a bunch of accidents and received a bunch of tickets and all of that stuff.
I got pulled over the other day going to, I was meeting a guy for breakfast and we're doing a halfway thing. He's in York. So it's Mr. Waffle on 85. You know where that is?
There's probably more than one, but, and there one up there by where 101 crosses 85?
Oh, I don't know. This one's, it's an hour drive from my house. It's just the other side of Gaffney. You get by the, you know, those outlet stores there. And it's, I don't know, two or three exits past that.
Is it Mr. Waffles or is it Waffle House? Or is there one of each? I remember Mr. Waffles was Charlie on Two and a Half Men. Did you ever see that?
Show. It may not be a Mr. Waffle. It's not Waffle House. It might be Waffle King. Or is it Waffle King or Mr. Waffle? I can't remember. Seems like it's Mr. Waffle. It's a pretty rough place.
Okay, then I don't know where that is. I used to go by there every day. For 10 years, I went by there on the way to Charlotte and by there on the way back home from Charlotte every day, every weekday. So you'd think I'd know it. I used to stop in at that Gaffney place you were talking about where they have all those stores to buy shoes. Skechers shoes. You ever get any of those?
I don't remember ever buying any Skechers. I usually have bought New Balance, and they've done real well with my feet because I've had some problems with my feet in the past, and but it's been years ago, and then I started playing tennis again, and I guess I'm playing a lot, and my feet are starting to bother me again. I tell you, it just sucks getting old, but anyway, so... But what I was going to tell you is that's a work zone on 85, and they have all the, you know, the orange, white barrels, and I was probably doing 70 or more, and it's a 55, and I didn't even see the guy, but highway patrolman pulled in right behind me just as I was getting ready to pull into the waffle place there. And so I just went ahead and parked, and he pulled in behind me, and but he was real nice, and I mean, very pleasant. He wasn't, you know, like some of them are just, you know, like real all business, and in fact, I was kind of bumfuzzled, and I was pulling out my CWP instead of my license, and I said, "Oh, you don't need to see that." And he says, "Oh, you don't have your gun with you?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Why not?" And I said, "Well, I just left it at home." I thought, "Dang," you know, he was asking me that. It just kind of blew my mind. I've never had an officer ask me that before.
Well, if you've got the permit, I think they expect that you're going to be carrying it, or at least they want to know anyway, because that could change their situation that they're in, depending on who it is. So I understand that, but that's one of the I had mine too, but I never carried it because when you go from South Carolina to North Carolina, you got to take it like out of the glove box and put it in the seat, and take it when you go the other way, you got to take it out of the seat. One of them, it's got to be visible, and the other one, it can't be visible. Two rules that conflict. So I knew there's no way I would remember all that all the time, and I'd blow it one time and I'd have it in the wrong place, and it just wasn't worth the gamble. The gamble with law enforcement was worse than the probability of needing it was much lower than the probability of getting pulled over and having it in the wrong place.
Well, I thought North Carolina was open carry now, but I guess I could be wrong about that. I saw a guy in Maggie Valley, and he was wearing his out in the open, and I asked the waitress about it, and she said that, you know, it was an open carry state, so I'm like, well, okay. I said, so I asked her, I said, is he law enforcement or something? And, but anyway, I don't carry mine that much, and, I don't know, it just kind of hit me funny, but he was real nice, and he gave me a warning. That was what I was getting to.
Well, that's not bad at all. I think I got pulled over 10 years ago. I was on White Hampton, and I was going toward Greenville from Greer. I was at that CVS at Rutherford, no, what do they call that? It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, there was a white SUV that was wanting to turn left across me. I was coming, I was oncoming traffic, and they were wanting to turn left, and the cop was behind the white SUV with his lights on, and they were trying to get out of the way of the cop as fast as possible, and they just cut right in front of me. I had to stand on my brakes, and I had the green light, and as soon as they're back end got past my passenger front fender, I let off the brakes because it still had the green light. And there I saw the cop over there with his blue lights on. All right, that was the first glimpse of him. So this all happened like in a fraction of a second. And then he spun around and pulled me over for not respecting his blue lights. And I told him, you were totally blocked by that white SUV. So he said, yeah, you're probably right. And he let me go.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I was shocked. I mean, I figured, you know, give me a ticket, but, I mean, it's like a $250 fine, I think, for speeding in a work zone. But there was, there wasn't a piece of work equipment. There wasn't a person there, anywhere, a work, a road worker. And so, they must have been their day off or something. So anyway, I guess that's maybe why he didn't give me a ticket, but I have been pulled over before, and the officer was mistaken. He had a truck pass me, and he on poinsett, and he was in the left lane, I was in the right lane, and so I was doing about 52, and I saw the policeman at the bottom of the hill, and but I saw the truck going by me. He was flying, and I thought, well, I'm speeding, but if they're going to pull somebody, they're going to pull this guy, because he's doing about 65 and a 45, and the guy pulls me over, and he said I was doing 62, and I said I was doing, I told him, I started arguing with him, I said I was doing 52. And he says, you think I'm making this stuff up? And I said, no, sir. So anyway, he wound up giving me a warning.
Oh, well, that's good. He gave you a warning for what the other guy was doing. I don't know. I guess things like that happen. You hope it's not happening to you, but they're human too, right? They go through a lot. I don't know if you watch those shows, Live PD. But those guys go through a lot. I think we talked about that last time. Anyway, I try to stay clean and not have to deal with them anymore. When I was younger, when we were working at Hess, I was doing good to have a point or two left on my license so that I could still drive. And it stayed that way all throughout my teens and my early 20s before that started getting cleaned up. And insurance was high the whole time. But now I go 10 years at a time before I talk to them. And that's good for me. I think the time before the last time I got stopped was on 9/11. That's when they sent us all home from work. I was on my way back to Greenville. Cell phones, nothing like that work. And I was speeding on 85 right after the border, right after I crossed the border. And they pulled me over, and rightfully so. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, there's nobody out here, and I'm trying to get home. They sent us home from work. He gave me a ticket.
Yeah, I know they get through a lot. I used to work for the county, and I worked on their cars, police cars, and a lot of them like to stay with their car, and they would tell me stories, and we got to know each other pretty well. I got to know a lot of the county deputies back then. That was back in the 90s, early, it was 93, 95, and so anyway, one of them pulled me over right after I left there, and just like the next week, and he said, and back then you got out of your car, and I got out of my car, and I had my license and everything, and he says, David, put all that stuff up. What are you doing?
W4DJW, well, I guess that's benefits. I guess it pays to know people. I don't know. Maybe he knew who you were before he was pulling you over?
So, yeah, I don't think he knew my car. I had a black Mustang, a 90 Mustang GT. The sedan, not the slanted slant back roof. I don't remember what that's called. Anyway, if I had my county uniform on, I never got a ticket. I got pulled over, and I got pulled over by the city doing 75 and 55 on 385, and I had my county uniform on, and he said, where are you going? And I said, I'm just trying to get to work. And he said, He said 75 and 55. Have a nice day.
And he didn't give you a ticket? Well, that's like my math teacher when I was going to Greenville Tech. I had a calculator, and I would spend time programming in the equations that we studied during, you know, the time period between tests. I'd program them in so that I could just punch in the numbers and hit a button, and it'd give me the answer. And I just put the answers only. I wouldn't show my work or anything on the tests, and I get 100 every time. And everybody could use their calculators, just everybody didn't have programmable calculators. And people started complaining about it. And he said his words to the students were to go buy a calculator like that. It'll get you places. So I guess it all depends on who you know and what you get.
A nice perk, and my earlier years of my marriage, my father-in-law was captain of detectives for the city of Greenville, and everybody knew him. And if I needed to, I could have thrown his name out, but I never did do that because I didn't feel right doing it. But I never got a ticket during that time, and I probably never got pulled over. But anyway, you know, I still have some friends that are in law enforcement. I know a guy that's in Highway Patrol, and we keep in touch on Facebook and stuff like that. So, and I've got one of South Carolina stickers. It has back the blue, and it has a thin blue line going through it. So I got that on my back glass.
What does that signify?
Blue meaning black, the law enforcement. Because they wear blue, or supposedly wear blue. You know, of course, the Highway Patrol done, but anyway.
And they, that's something a lot of people do. I mean, that they recognize that.
I mean, it's I bought it online. I bought two of them. You know, one from me and one from my wife's car, but she never did put hers on.
Okay. I didn't know there were stuff like that out there. But I do, I have seen stickers that you can put on your car window that are transparent that say similar. I guess that has similar effects. W4DJW.
4CPA. Well, I'm sitting in the garage, so I guess if I don't get out of the car pretty soon, I guess my wife's going to come out here and see what I'm doing. She always does. So I guess I better go inside and say hello. Anyway, it's been a long day. By the way, I don't know if I told you, I'm a grandpa again. My daughter had a baby 2 days ago, so we have three grandsons now.
Well, congratulations. And the baby and the mother are fine?
Doing well.
Well, good for you. I won't keep you anymore. Your wife might come out there asking you, what are you doing? Anyway, good talking to you, David. And congratulations on third time around, Grandpa. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Go ahead, Dave. You take care. W4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.
KG4WNP, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.